Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Song for a very, very good reason. Welcome back to 720 WGN. I am Eric Rung. I am with Mark Carmen. You're listening to Nightside, broadcasting out of the greatest city in the world, Chicago, Illinois. And one of the things that Chicago does well is food. And here to talk to us about Bacon Fest, which is, of course, one of most people's favorite foods, I would say, is Seth Zur. He's the Bacon Fest co-founder, and he brought with him Guy Michael, who comes up with a lot of these creations for Bacon. So, first of all, welcome. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having us.
And so, Guy, I'm sorry, Seth, just tell me real quick, how did you come up with the idea here?
Well, Bacon Fest Chicago was, like so many things, born out of love of beer and bacon. So I have two business partners who went out one night and went to see a rock and roll puppet musical that was all about beer that happened on site at the Neo Futurists here in Chicago. It's a great theater company. And they went home and they were like, wow, we just saw something that blew our mind. It was a beautiful puppet musical, heartwarming, but also hilarious, all about beer that our buddies wrote because they love beer. And what do we feel so strongly about that we would want to write our own musical about it? And the obvious answer to them was bacon, because bacon is delicious. And they sat down, they started writing this songs about bacon, looking at the bacon production process, and they realized about 3 minutes later that there was not that much there for a bacon musical, but instead they thought, well, let's pivot. Let's do a bacon festival. The Burning Man of Bacon. It'll be like Taste of Chicago, but everything is bacon. We'll have chefs, we'll have artists, we'll have anyone that loves food or restaurants come and taste incredible bacon concoctions at a chef tasting festival. So that night they called me up, woke me up. I was unemployed, lying next to my pregnant wife in bed, wondering what the future held. And they said, Seth, we have an amazing idea. We're totally drunk, so just to be honest, but we think this might have legs.
How many phone calls have you gotten like that?
Not too many in my life, and I hope for all of you out there in the audience that you get a phone call like that, too, because it transformed my life. I became, in a matter of moments, I went from a sad sack to a bacon impresario. And now, 11 years later, we're having the 11th annual Bacon Fest Chicago. That first year, we had 10 chefs, we had 10 beers, we had about 100 people. And now we have about 150 restaurants come in. We get 8,000 pounds of Newski's bacon delivered to each restaurant to use in their dish. We have 4,400 ticketed guests come down to the UIC Forum, and people should come. It's a good time. If you like to eat bacon, you should come to Bacon Fest.
So, Seth, I'm here to stir up some controversy.
Lay it on me. I'm ready.
And not to be hyperbolic here, Guy, but so, first of all, is this your only job? Do you don't have to do anything else, or do you have a daytime performance that you to support the family that you have and the Bacon Fest?
Well,
you look uncomfortable with that question.
Bacon has been very good to me.
Really? This is it?
I have a little work I do on some database stuff here and there, but for about 6 months of the year, Bacon Fest is my primary occupation.
That's amazing.
There are so many puns that I could go with this, but I'm just going to
bring it home, the bacon.
I'll let you go.
The low-hanging fruit is there.
All bacon all the time. I didn't see that until you mentioned it, by the way. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So as we all know here, I think it's a minor elephant in the room. I mean, bacon's just not healthy. It's terrible.
Wait. I don't accept that premise, first of all.
Like,
you can say that bacon's unhealthy, but if you had asked me 5 years ago, is butter healthy? Are eggs healthy? What would you have said?
So what are we doing? Woody Allen sleeper? Like, did they not eat enough bacon? Is that why they were dying when they were sick?
I mean, I'm not saying that's not why they weren't, but I'm not saying it is.
Well, look, everything in moderation, but bacon.
Right.
Are you guys both on the branch that bacon is it's like a vegetable of or what are we doing here?
I mean, integral part to every meal. I mean, we serve a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we have forever. I mean, this is the second restaurant that I've had that I've been a part of Bacon Fest, and I mean, bacon's a giant part of what we do. It's a flavor enhancer. It's not just about eating a piece of bacon. It's about using that flavor in everything we do.
I mean, my point is that, like, everybody's eating kale and quinoa and working out 7 hours a day, yet you go into your standard donut shop and there's bacon on top of the donut. You got to have bacon on the burger. Bacon, all you got to do is bring home the bacon. That's your gig.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just because it tastes so good that this has become a sustainable thing? Like it's you understand what I'm getting at here?
I think that people want to feel good, you know, and I think that bacon makes them feel good. And I feel like I would be remiss if I had the capacity to deliver an experience that made somebody feel good, that makes 4,000 people feel good. It would be I wouldn't be holding up my end of the bargain. It's my responsibility to create that event and to make sure that people get the bacon they want. Now, you
delicious.
Can say maybe it's not healthy, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of people out there on low-carb diets that are eating a lot of bacon every day, that are in ketosis, they're feeling real good, and Bacon Fest is a ketosis dream.
It does give you good fat. I mean,
thank you.
That part of it, there is such a thing, by the way. There is good fat.
Seth's staring me down.
I'll tell you, I'm ready to take more controversy. Ask me about turkey bacon. Go ahead.
I am pro live your life, and you can't have vegetables every meal. You got to make good choices. There's definitely room to have at least, I don't know, 4 or 5 strips of bacon at least every week, if not every day. You guys seem a little bit more diehard than me, perhaps.
Did you say a week or day? I would say a day.
We don't prescribe any particular quantity of bacon that people should eat, but we do feel that if you're coming to Bacon Fest, it's because you want to eat a lot of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming to Bacon Fest, you will leave and there will be bacon coming out of your ears. And you will eat bacon in ways you had never thought possible before. So an example, as I brought Guy here. Guy is the chef at an incredible restaurant called the Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar. And he is a bacon genius. He won last year the Golden Rasher Award for the most creative use of bacon for a dish that I'll let him tell you about. But he basically, like many chefs, takes an ingredient and starts thinking about it and starts chewing on it in his mind and comes up with incredible, wild, creative variations that start from maybe traditional flavors and then launch into this incredible, beautiful, sensual experience.
Yeah. You got us there.
So, Guy, tell us, how do you do bacon different, other than throwing it in a frying pan and saying, let's eat bacon?
Oh, well, actually, at the restaurant, we do, and some of our bacon's on top, these little beautiful bacon cream puffs, but we actually slow roast it, so it's not super crispy, but it has a nice chew to it, and then we lacquer it with a special blend of herbs and seasonings, black pepper and maple syrup, so it gets that candied, you know, crunchy, delicious effect to it. So that's actually what you see on top of this. And that's what we serve every, you know, for brunch on the weekends and on our burgers and everything else that gets bacon. But, you know, when we gear a dish around bacon like we did last year for Bacon Fest, I'm trying to get it in each and every single molecule that's in that dish. So we for that dish, we did a bacon pelmeni. So pelmeni is a Eastern European dumpling, kind of like a pierogi, but a little bit smaller and a little tougher. And then we, you know, put bacon in there. There was bacon in the dashi broth. There was candied bacon on top. There was bacon in the kimchi. We had it every which way we could possibly.
Was there bacon in the dough, wasn't there?
Bacon fat in the dough.
Do you, I don't know if you're allowed to say this or not. Like, if you're going into the store, the standard person going to Jewel or wherever, over-the-counter nice bacon, you got a recommendation? Like, what is the best store-bought bacon for somebody who just wants to have a little bacon eggs at home?
As it happens, Newski's Bacon, proud sponsor of Bacon Fest Chicago since the very beginning.
An
artisan smokehouse bacon from Wisconsin is...
It is beautiful.
Also happens to be an incredible bacon. Yeah. It is like one of the best bacons.
Texturally, it's the best out.
Now, I was at Bacon Fest last year, and I have to say, I have never seen bacon in so many different ways, on so many different things. You know, Mark touched a lot about this, you know, with the burgers and breakfast and things like that. When someone decides that they are going to make the commitment to Bacon Fest, what are they going to expect when they walk in the doors?
It's a bacon wonderland. They walk through the doors. First of all, when you approach the UIC forum,
the way you're, or Disney World,
it is in many ways it is the happiest place on earth. So even when you just approach the forum from Halston and Roosevelt, you'll kind of get a smell. There's a bacon vapor that's kind of like hovering over the whole block. And then when you walk in, you see happy people because at Bacon Fest everybody's happy. Because they're about to be in Bacon Fest, and it's the happiest place on earth. When you walk in, basically there's 90 stations, more or less, maybe 50 or 60 of them are restaurants. Each restaurant has a beautiful chef-like guy behind it holding a bacon dish in his hand, reaching out to you, smiling, wanting you to be happy, wanting you to eat something delicious. There's beer. There's cocktails. We have Breakthrough Beverage does a big mega bar with like
seven or eight. Do pairings as well, right?
Yeah, we do pairings as well. So like sometimes the chefs will bring a cocktail along. We had one guy that
is
did like...
Is there anything that doesn't pair well with bacon?
No.
I thought.
Yeah, thanks. That's an easy, that's a softball question. Everything is better with bacon.
I leave the hardball questions to Bart.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm tapped out here. When is it? Where is it? You just said the where, but when again for everybody?
April 5th and 6th.
Okay.
And if people want to go, they have to buy tickets in advance. It's not like a street fest where you can just show up. So you got to go to baconfestchicago.com, grab your tickets. There are a few discounted early bird tickets left for Friday night, which is three sessions, a Friday dinner session, and then two on Saturday.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun. It's an all-inclusive ticket. So you go... Everything there is included. Once you're at the event, it's just like, get a bacon dish, grab a beer, grab a cocktail.
Too, right?
Yeah, like exactly. So
morning and an afternoon, or not morning, but afternoon and evening, right?
Yeah, so there's a dinner session and then a lunch session and a dinner session, and each of those sessions has a different lineup of 50 restaurants doing a different 50 dishes. So if you're a real completist, you should go to all three sessions if you want to get the full Bacon Fest experience.
Right. Any advice on how to get through Bacon Fest without like getting the meat sweat?
I see that as a positive and not something to avoid. The meat sweats are, in fact, the culmination of a Bacon Fest dream. So I think you should go in with the expectation that you will have the meat sweats, but you should take your time because you don't want to peak too soon.
So for those of us who are horrendous cooks and you know, can make eggs and that's about it, maybe a mac and cheese, I'll do bacon in the pan and I'll do bacon in the microwave. Is that sacrilegious to do a 5-minute bacon in the microwave and just eat it? Does that offend you guys?
Oh, I think I grew up with that. I think that's fine.
Okay, it's so good.
But bacon in a pan is perfect because all that fat you can use for other things. But bacon in the oven might be the best way.
Bacon in the oven.
It's so much more even. Yeah.
Interesting. How long in the oven do we need for that?
About 15 minutes.
Probably. 15 minutes
well,
in the oven.
That's not bad. Does it have the same smell like when you fry it?
When you open the oven door.
Oh, man. I love that smell.
And it's bacon should be crispy, right?
I like half crisp, half a little bit of chew
okay.
to it.
All right. So we'll see.
But my wife like it needs burned, to be perfectly, actually. Yeah, it needs like to be like burned. Crisp, almost burned. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody's got their own way to do
but
it.
But tell us what you got here real quick, too. What'd you bring us?
Sure. This is something that we were thinking about maybe doing this year, but it's a bacon, goat cheese, and kimchi cream puff.
God.
So it's dipped in a little bit of caramel. There's some teriyaki on the bacon. Super delicious. And then we've got a bacon fat popped popcorn with peanuts and a little bit of tahine. So a little salty, crunchy snack.
What I've been eating over here. It's delicious. All right. Congratulations.
11 years strong.
11 years strong. And I should mention that it's not just about decadent indulgence at Bacon Fest. We also give money to the Greater Chicago Food Depository every year, more than $400,000 since we started.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's great.
You know, we were talking about me being a hoarder because I'm moving and whatnot. Seth was, we did radio a while back on when we had the FM show, and I had that hat, and which is a piece of bacon of the Chicago flag, the whole thing. It's a brilliant, brilliant thing. I had it forever, so just know that I kept it around. I think I lost it somewhere, but so that's something I don't have to throw out. But I
do you want me to give you another one, or are you trying? Does it not spark joy anymore?
I just want you to know that I've held you in my heart for a long time. That's all.
It means a lot to me. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take pictures of this beautiful food that you can also get at Bacon Fest, and we'll put that up on the website, WGNradio.com. Seth Zur, Bacon Fest co-founder, and Guy Michael, thank you guys so much for coming in. Tell us about Bacon Fest. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, and get out to Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar in Westtown.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in. 720 WGN.